recording. You are now being transferred to broadcast.
Wait a minute, it's early.
And hang up.
Good morning, I'm Yaakov.
45 seconds to go. So, in the 45 seconds, we'll simply say that our limud of Sefer Chofetz Chaim is a zchus for. We want it to be a zchus for the refuah shleima of Yosef Dov ben Chayla, Pesach Shere Chayla Yisrael, Shorto Yom Zlachas, the Kor of Mamash. Chofetz Chaim, in unusually, brings in a drosha to the halacha, if you like, to back up the halacha. So we've spoken till now about being don l'chafzchus and what happens if you've got a way of being don l'chafzchus, and then what happens if you don't have a way of being don l'chafzchus, and therefore you have to accept that he's done an avera, then you can try and speak to him, and if you can't speak to him, then you speak to somebody who can speak to him. Says the Chofetz Chaim, sometimes there comes a bottom line in which you've got what Chazal call a mumma lahachis, somebody who knows Torah, who knows halacha, who knows the style of a frum Yiddish life, and he's chosen to leave that and to become different, and almost to become a campaigner. He is the guy that we spoke about, Levi Yitzchak of Badichev, who Dafka bought a Big Mac in McDonald's and sat and ate it on the bench outside the shul on Yom Kippur in front of all the kids. Yeah, the guy who's got an axe to grind, he's got some. He's a campaigner. He's on the radio. He's a guy who's busy, right? Being a mumma lahachis. Says the Chofetz Chaim, there are times when it becomes no mitzvah whatsoever to be don lachafschus, and adarabba, if you've got a sophic in what he's doing, you're don lachafchoiva. You assume that everything that he does is wrong and is bad, and you can make the worst assumptions about him. It's mutter to speak Lashon Hara about him. It's mutter to be Moti Shemra about him. You can do absolutely everything, providing, says the Chofetz Chaim, that you've got no personal negiah. If you've got a personal negiah, then you're not allowed to, because that means that your motive is not mamash l'shem shemaim, but you've got some reason why you dislike the person, or why you want to bring him down, or why you want to cause him sorus, and therefore you're doing it for the wrong motivation. But if your motivation is l'shem shemaim, it bothers you, and it hurts you, and you know that you have to do something about it, then, says the Chofetz Chaim, that's not the time for being quiet. That's not the time for being silent. That's not the time for doing nothing about it. We have to get up, and we have to speak, and we have to shout, and we have to demonstrate, and we have to do something about it. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Omer Abloz, Omer Rachanina, and this is the drosha that he brings, which is unusual. Talmid Chachomim Arabim Sholeh Ba'olam said, our purpose and our aim all the time is to keep things in Sholem. We speak about shalom and shalvo ba'amanoi soyich. Everything should be peaceful. We try and get on with everybody. The Sasser Rebbe Zecharon Levracha used to say, Medavzan git, Moishi? What did the Rebbe say? What? Oh, Medavzan git siyeden. You have to be good to everybody, but you don't have to be good with everybody. You don't have to be his best friend, but you have to be nice to everybody, and you have to be decent to everybody. Shalom b'chelech, shalva b'amanoi soyech. L'ma'an achai v'rayoi, adabano shalom boch. The whole thing is about shalom. And then it says, l'ma'a beis Hashem elekeinu, avaksho toiv loch. Suddenly we've changed from shalom a shalva, yeah, to toiv. Said, what does it mean, toiv? Toiv is in the situation where sometimes you have to stand up and be counted and call the Rosh out for his rishus and call the mumma out for his mumrus, if that's the right word for it. Yeah. In other words, sometimes you can't do things b'sholem. You try and get on with everybody all the time. You try and do everything b'sholem all the time. You try and maintain good relationships with everybody. But there are times when you have to stand up and be counted. There are times when you cannot rely on that, and when you have to actually be a bit more aggressive, and you have to be a bit more open, and even if that means at the expense of shalom occasionally, but the toiv overweighs the shalom. So all the way through, we're looking for peace, we're looking for a good relationship with everybody. But sometimes you just have to say, enough is enough. This person is mumma lahachis. He's causing other people to go in his way. Other people might want to follow his example. And therefore, I'm doing L'shem Shemayim, that I'm speaking Lashon Hara about him. I'm publicizing who he is. I'm publicizing what he does. I'm telling people that I don't approve of him. And even if that means that that brings to a machloikas, says the Chofetz Chaim, in that particular case, there's no other choice. And in fact, you could be don l'chaf choivo. If you've got any suffix in what he's doing, you assume that what he's doing is no good. Okay, so that was the end of that halacha, and that's the end of my time slot.
Yaakov, I was at the school this week, and
Shalom Aleichem.
And I was thinking about you the whole time because the McDonald kosher.
Ah.
You say you eat a Big Mac,
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that I bought it there, but I saw it's written.
Okay, but whilst you were away, we discussed a shaila about whether or not you can go into McDonald's to use the toilet.
I remember, and I was there.
You were there for that. Yeah.
What was the psak?
What was
the psak?
So the person says, if I go into somebody sees me coming out, and this was in an Israeli service station, where he went to buy petrol and he wanted to use the toilet, and they said, we've got an arrangement with the restaurant next door, you can use their toilet. But next door it's Treif, and it opens on Shabbos, and there's no Heksha, and they sell Bosa B'cholov and everything. So he's worried, being in Israel, that somebody might see him afterwards walking, or see him before, walking into the restaurant, or walking out the restaurant, and they'll think, so he'll say, he's saying, I'll be over Lifnei Iver, by misleading them into thinking that I might be doing an Aveira. So what's the halacha? So the psak is very simple. The psak was, anybody remember the psak?
Yeah, you can go into the toilet.
You can go into the toilet, and you can use it. Because, providing you're not a mumah lahachis, right? You can go into the toilet and you can use it, because the person who sees you has an obligation to be don l'chav z'chus. He has an obligation, but tzedek tishpoy tamisecho, unless he knows you to be a rosha marusha, he has an obligation to say, if David Blackman went into the McDonald's restaurant, then the probability is that he either went there to use the toilet, or he went there to buy a Coke, or he went there to collect the rent.
Now we're getting close.
Right? So therefore, he has an obligation to say Tishma Tamisecho, therefore you don't have to worry about it. So it comes in this week's Sedra. Because in this week's Sedra, the Pasuk says, Al Tashaktu es Nafshoi Seichem. You've got the love of Al Tashaktu. Says the Gemara in Makos, Daf Tes Zayin Omed Beis. Yeah, Zeh HaMashe Nekovov. Yeah, we've got a doctor on the premises. Yeah, Al Tashaktu es Nafshoi Seichem, do not defile your bodies, means, one of the Pshatim is that HaMashe Nekovov, somebody who holds himself back, someone who holds him back from going to the toilet, right, he needs to go, and for some reason he doesn't. The Mishnah Berurah, it's paskened in Halach as well, in Simon Gimel of Arachaim. The Mishnah Berurah says there, obviously, if he doesn't have a good reason. If he has a good reason why he can't, everybody knows the feeling, when you're sitting in the car and you get the urge. And you pass the sign saying services 27 miles. Or whatever, So therefore, Oba Hamasha Nekovov, Hamasha Nekovov is Oiver Beloy Sasa Bal Tshak, so it's not Shoy Seichem. So he declares like this, shall I be over the Yisro of Lifnei Iver, or shall I maybe be Masha Nekovov and drive off to the next service station and find another place where I can excuse myself, or find a tree somewhere, whatever it is, So therefore, this is his dilemma in Halacha, and the Halacha is, he's not Masha Nekovov, he goes in, and the person who sees him has an obligation to be Don Lachav Schus. That's not your problem. The Gemara says, the speaker's here, otherwise I will tell you another Gemara about it, but we'll leave that for next week. Yes, Chef.
Start your day the Torahway, Northwest London. Thursday, Cafe Ador Sheni, 4th of April, Rabbi Chaim Cohen Shlita, Afias Matzus. This week's Torah is sponsored by Schuss Kushleim and Acholi Irene, and Besach Shor Acholi Shor, and Schuss Hashavuim Vachayolim, and Mechamashi Akhil, and Otzayim, and Shalom, and Meiro.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Shuss Akhol HaKadosh. Chazal say, Shalim, Behilchas HaPesach, Kedon HaPesach, Shleishim Yoyim. So, I want to be Mekayim, Dibri Chazal, these Dibri Torah. The inyan of afias matzos, baking matzos. So the main avoida at the time of the baking matzos is a din shimur from chomet. The person has to be careful and be aware that the matzos should not become chomet. Every time and zman of the year, the moya de ashana, the zmani ashana, there's a special hashpois of that time, there's a special unique skulas hazman that all the moya de ashana have. And the avodas hazman of the preparations of Erev Pesach also has its special hashpo and a special skulas hazman. Just before we get to the actual Divrei Torah, I want to just say over some words of Rabbi Ruchum. Rabbi Ruchum Halevi Lubavitz, the Mir Mashkiach. He has shmuz, has a few shmuzin about the avoida of hachana, in general hachana for Pesach and afias hamatzos. And he talks about the zehirus and the zrizus necessary, b'shas the afias hamatzos, how a person has to be careful and be aware that the matzos shouldn't become chomet. And he says, at the end, I just want to read out his beautiful words. He says, how he's come to bring out how a person can steig through this avoida of zehirus from chometz. It's not just a negative thing. A person can steig and become better and grow and have aliyah in ruchnius through this avoida of being very careful from a mashu chometz, from being nizar from a mashu chometz. So he says a lashon like this: Ein b'seichel ha'anoishi l'shair goydol hatziruf v'hazichuch, the cleansing she mitzvahs erev Pesach. That they cleanse and they purify a person, a yid. The Yehudi shall erev Pesach, a yid, erev Pesach dek a yid, kvar ein kol beria yechol lamoi dum chitzosai. Nothing is equal to that. Mihu she yuchal lehispoinin goydel erkon shall mitzvahs erev Pesach, v'horeshem sho'isim lamailo. Who can be masig the roshem, about what person can come to through the avoid of Erev Pesach, through being nizar with the mashu chometz and everything that comes with it. So not all of us are zoicha to practically get physically involved with the baking of matzahs, but alidei this limud Torah, maybe we can also come to the aliyah ruchnis that one is supposed to take from the afias hamatzahs. So we said there's a din of shimur from chometz. A person has to guard the matzahs from becoming chometz. Now, everyone knows there's such a thing called matzah shmura. There's matzah which is not shmura, there's matzah shmura. Nowadays, probably almost everything is matzah shmura. But there's the matzah shmura and not matzah shmura. What does it mean matzah shmura and not matzah shmura? So matzah means, really matzah means ultimately anything which is not chometz. Anything which is flour and water, any kind of lechem, any bread which is not chometz, didn't become chometz, is matzah. And for all the Zayinim Ha Pesach, there's Pasuk says Shivas Yom Toichel Matzos, but the Gemara says that the din of Achilas Matzah and all the Zayin Yemei HaPesach is Rishus. It's not a mitzvah. It's Rishus. There's no chiyuv. It's just Rishus. If you don't want, you don't have to eat. The first night of Pesach, there's a mitzvah Menat Torah Be'erev Toichel Matzos. That person is mechuyev. There's a mitzvah to eat at least a kazayis of matzah on the first night of Pesach. That's a mitzvah Menat Torah Be'erev Toichel Matzos. The din of Matzah Shmura is only necessary, Chazal Darshan, I'll soon say over the Makoros, Chazal Darshan, the din of matzah shmura is only for the mitzvah min haTorah of eating matzah on the first night of Pesach. The whole rest of Pesach, a person can go and eat matzah which is not shmura, as long as you know it's not chametz. And Chazal give simonim, that a person can know, a person can take a dough, and a person can know even without it being watched and taken care of that it didn't become chametz. A person can look at the dough and see the simonim, that a person can see that it didn't become chametz. And for the whole rest of Pesach, that's fine. But for the mitzvah of the mitzvah of the first night of Pesach, Be'erev Toichel Matzos, that needs to use matzahs which comes from a dough which was mashumar, we'll soon see exactly what that means, which is mashumar, a positive shimur from becoming chometz. So the Gemara says, really, a person can take a dough from a goy makes a dough, a person can take that dough from a goy which has no shaykhus to any zahirus, to any being careful from it becoming chometz. A goy made the dough, he doesn't care anything about becoming chometz. He takes it, checks it, can see it didn't become chometz yet, can bake it, and he can eat it on Pesach. But to be kind, the mitzvah of Erev Toichel Matzos in the first night of Pesach, that's no good. It has to have shimur lishmo, shimur l'shem matzah, shimur l'shem mitzvahs matzah. So the Gemara says, Shmur is the baking. Shmur is mainly the baking. From Mishas, Lisha Ve'erich, the main Shmur is from when the water hits the flour, and now it can become chametz. From then, a person has to have a positive Shmur that it doesn't become chametz.
I thought Shmur is from cutting
them,
cutting the wheat.
Yeah, so there's Machalok Yisrael. Some is ready from cutting the wheat, but we're Machmer like that. But L'chonad is from Lisha Ve'erich, that's when the main Shmur is, we could say. So the Gemara says like this, a person can buy Omar Avuna, Betzekos shal nachrim, memale odom kreise mehem, ubelvad sheyuchal kezayis matzah v'achreina. Betzekos shal nachrim, a botzik of a goy, a dough that came from a goy, which obviously wasn't made with any taking care that shouldn't become chometz. So memale odom kreise mehem, a person can fill his stomach with it. We're talking about on the first night of Pesach, he can fill his stomach with it, there's no problem with it. Ubelvad sheyuchal kezayis matzah v'achreina. As long as at the end he eats a kezayis matzah, which means a kezayis of matzah, which was shmura lishmo, L'shem matzah, L'shem mitzvahs matzah. So this Gemara brings up Ravuna says this. Then Ravuna brings out to us very clearly this point. Mamale Adam Kresa Mehem. A person can fill his stomach with dough, with bread made from a dough that a goy made, with absolutely no shimur that it didn't become chametz. Obviously, he has to be able to tell now that it's not chametz. But he's not yet to his mitzvahs matzah with that. Because it wasn't made, b'shas the asiyas hamatzahs, b'shas the matzahs were made, it wasn't done with a positive, b'shas the dough was made, it wasn't done with a positive shimur, a positive watching and guarding that it shouldn't become chometz.
How does he know about the time when the goy makes the dough? You've only got 18 minutes when the water hits the dough.
Right, so 18 minutes just means that from 18 minutes, there's a chashash it became chometz. But me'ikar adin, midina de Gemara, according to the Gemara, you can just look at the dough and see. I'm going to read out from the Lashon. The Gemara says there's simonim, karni chagovim, and chsifu ponov. There's certain simonim that you can see on a dough whether it became chometz or not. And really, that's enough. Midina de Gemara, that's enough. 18 minutes, just from 18 minutes, we're choshesh that from then it could become chometz. But me'ikar adin, if you've got an expert who could tell that it's not chometz, it's fine. So this din that Rav Huna said, that b'tzekos shenochrim, mamale odom kreisim mehem, ubevat sheyuchal kezayis matzah b'achreina. So Rashi says, I just want to read out the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi says like this, b'tzekos shenochrim, shemakir bohem shalei hechmitzu, he can recognize it, like we just said, that it didn't become chometz, she'en sham loy karni chagovim, v'loy chsifu ponov, there's no karni chagovim, loy chsifu ponov on this dough, so you could tell clearly that the dough is not chometz, 100% not chometz, then he can eat it. But ubevat sheyuchal kezayis matzah b'achreina, Dr. Ashi, the Bahar lay nofik yidei chayvas matzah. With that matzah that he took from the goy, which is 100% matzah, there's no chashash chametz bechlal. That matzah he bought from the goy, lay nofik yidei chayvas matzah. He's not yotze the mitzvah of matzah. Mishum, the loy havelah shimur l'shem matzah. It wasn't guarded l'shem matzah. Va'af api, Dr. Ashi, these are the main words. Va'af bishon roim she'en kan chimutz. We see there is no chametz. Umiu, la matzah shal mitzvah shimur l'shmo be'inon. We need a shimur lishma. That means it has to have been watched and guarded, b'shas, the making of the dough, that it doesn't become matzah. And a botzik from a goy does not have this shimur. It wasn't made with this shimur. The Gemara brings further in the Gemara over there. The Gemara says on the same Amud, Rava said, the Gemara says, Rava omar lehu lahanu de mahapchi kipi. Rava said to the workers who worked with the bundles of wheat that they were cutting for the use of matzahs, he said to them, "Kimafchisu, when you turn over the bundles, when you're matapel with the bundles of wheat, hafichu l'shem mitzvah. Do it l'shem mitzvah, because you have to. Part of the din of shimur l'shem mitzvah is that any asek and any tipple with the wheat or even with the bundles of wheat before they become flour has to be l'shem mitzvah. So we see in the Gemara and in Rashi more mafurish than the Gemara that there's two things that shimur needs, shimur entails. We'll break it down into three. There's a pashut of dough that a person buys from a goy, which doesn't have any shimur. That's 100% matzah. It's not chometz, but that's no good for being yotzi yidei choyvas matzah, because there's a din that we need shimur. Now shimur, what does shimur mean? Shimur means two things. Number one, that there was a positive watching and guarding of a dough that it doesn't become chometz. That means you can take a dough from a goy and also know that it's not chametz by looking and seeing as no simonim. You know it's not chametz. But that wasn't done where b'shas, the making of a dough, wasn't done with a positive kavon and a positive watching that shouldn't become chametz. So shimur needs a positive watching that shouldn't become chametz. But that's not enough, the positive watching. Rashi says, and we'll see soon more makoros, Rashi says it has to be watched l'shem mitzvahs matzah. Rashi's lashon is, you need a shimur lishma. It has to be not just watched. A person can watch a dough that doesn't become chametz for different reasons. Like we'll see soon. If someone has a different reason why he doesn't want the dough to become chametz, he can also be very careful and watch it doesn't become chametz. But he has to watch it l'shem that it doesn't become chametz to be yotzer the mitzvah's matzah. Yeah, that's mamash the din. According to Rashi, it's a din deraisa. We'll see soon. It's learned from psukim. So that's what I'm just trying to stress. There's two dinim over here. There's a din that a person has to have a positive watching that doesn't become chametz. And not just it has to be a positive watching, it has to be that positive watching was l'shem mitzvah's matzah. And we'll see that now in this Mishnah and Gemara that we're going to say. The Mishnah says earlier in Daf Lamed Hey, Psachim, Chalais Toidov Rekike Nazir. Chalais Toidov Rekike Nazir. That means the Chalais that a person brings with the Korban Toidov, and Rekike Nazir that a Nazir brings also when he brings his Korban, when he brings his Mincha, so there's Rekikim. So these Chalais and Rekikim have to be Matzah. Also, Pasuk in the Torah, they have to be Matzah. Just like we have a Mitzvah, Zachidus Matzah on Pesach, these Chalais Toidov have to be, 30 of them have to be Matzah. And Minatari has to be matzah, not chametz. So now, if someone made chalais toida or kikei nazir, he was planning to bring them for a mincha, and then he changed his mind, it's coming Pesach, you know what, I'll just keep them for Pesach, to mekayim my mitzvah of achilas matzah. Why not? It's also matzah. He's careful that it shouldn't become chametz. So the Mishnah says as follows, chalais toida or kikei nazir, the Mishnah says, asan la'atzmo, if he made them for himself, to use for himself, he can't now change his mind and use them for mitzvah's matzah. But ason limkar bashuk, if he made them to sell to other people, he wasn't making them for his own purpose, he was making them to sell bashuk, then he can be yotzeba yidei chivaseh. So what's the pshat in this din? He made chalas teidur kikei nazir for his own purpose to bring for his mincha. He can't now change his mind and use it for his own achilas matzah on the night of Pesach. Why not? So the pshat in this din is, as soon as the Gemara says it before us, the pshat in this din is because you need to have a shimur lishmo. You need to have a shimur, not just it was guarded from becoming chametz, where this person who made chalas teidur kikei nazir obviously watched it, and as a din he has to watch it, a positive shimur from becoming chametz, to be used for his korban mincha, which has to be matzah. So he did watch it, and there was a positive shimur that shouldn't become chametz. But nevertheless, he can't be yotzei b'yedei chivaseh because that shimur was guarded l'shem something else. It wasn't l'shem his mitzvah's achidus matzah. That's why when he made it for himself, he can't use it anymore for his mitzvah matzah because it was done l'shem a different thing. Even though there was a positive shimur to be used as a korban for his lachmei toidah, there was a positive shimur, but it has to be not just a positive shimur, it has to be a positive shimur l'shem to be kind of mitzvah's matzah. No, he did it before he was makdish it. You can make the breads before you makdish it, b'chalal. And it could be there's ways of being paid it also. But obviously, talking about a case when he can really use it for himself after that. Now, what's the chiluk? Mishnah says that asan la'atzmoi ena dabi yitzvei dechavase. Asan limker bashuk, then he can be yitzvei dechavase. If he made them to sell bashuk, then why can he be yitzvei dechavase? He also made them to sell for the tzorech carbon. So the Gemara says that when he makes it for himself, then he's decided 100% he's going to use it for a mincha. So then there was no shimur l'shem matzah for mitzvah's matzah on Pesach. But when he made it limker bashuk, so he always has at the back of his mind, maybe no one's going to want to buy it from him. He might not be able to sell it. He might not want to sell it, and he might change his mind. When he's making it limker bashuk, he's not so decided about what he's going to do with it. And therefore, it's always at the back of his mind that he might taka use it for his mitzvah sachilas matzah on Pesach, and therefore it is called that he had also in mind a shimur l'shem matzah of Pesach. So, I just want to read out the Gemara and the Rashi over there. The Gemara says, "Mino hanemili." The Lashna Mishnah is like we said before: Chalis teider kikei nazir, asan la'atzmoi ein yoytzeh bahem, asan limkor bashuk yoytzeh bahem. And that's the chiluk that we said. So here we see in this Mishnah that the Gemara is going to say now: "Mino hanemili, amar Rava." How do we know this din that for matzah, and the pasuk just says, Be'erev toichlu matzah, how do I know the matzahs have to be guarded, l'shem, to be mekayim, the mitzvah of matzah? If I know anyway they're not chametz, and not just I know they're not chametz, I made them l'shem to be matzah for korban mincha, so why can't I use it for my mitzvah's matzah? So the Gemara, Omar Rava, Do'om HaKra, Ushmartem as a matzahs, you have to guard the matzahs. Matzah ha-mishtameres l'shem matzah, it has to be matzah ha-mishtameres l'shem matzah, it was guarded l'shem matzah, and that means mitzvahs matzah of Pesach. Yotzazu she'ei mishtameres l'shem matzah, elo l'shum zevach. This wasn't guarded, it wasn't watched from becoming chametz l'shem matzah, it was guarded from becoming chametz l'shem zevach, therefore it's no good. Zok Rashi, v'shmatem as a matzah is, ovid lo shmira l'shem matzah. Kol shimur sha'at ha-mashamra shalei tachmit, hiskavein l'shem matzo shal mitzvah, yot zozu, delav l'shem matzo shal mitzvah pesach ovidlo, elo l'shem matzo shal zebach. That's Rashi's Lashon. So you see very clearly in the Gemara, and Rashi says it and chazes it over a few times, that there's a din, the din of shimur is not just mechayev, that there was a positive watching of the dough. Number one, it's definitely not enough just to know that it's not chametz. You can't just buy from a goy, even if you know it's not chametz, that's no good. It has to be made with a positive shimur of not becoming chametz. And not just that, even if it was done with a positive shimur of not becoming chametz, it has to be done that shimur, l'shei mitzvahs matzah of Pesach. So that's quite clearly, we see clearly in two Gemaras and in Rashi, more than one time, more than twice, that there's a din of shimur, and not just a din of shimur, shimur lishma. It has to be a din of shimur l'shem matzah. In Sukkah, daf tes amad aleph, there's a Mishnah. Mishnah says, Sukkah yeshana. Someone who builds a Sukkah yeshana means it's built more than 30 days before Chag HaSukkah is. He built a Sukkah, and he didn't have in mind that he's building it l'shem, the mitzvah of sitting in the Sukkah on Sukkah. He built it, stam, didn't have any kavona, didn't have anything in mind. So there's machlokes b'shamay b'shilal. B'shamay say it's possible. You can't use that sukkah on sukkahs unless you rebuild it. You can't use a sukkah which wasn't made with intent or within 30 days. If it's made before 30 days, if it's not made with intent, with kavana to be used, with a l'shem to be used on sukkahs, it's no good. That's what B'shamay holds. B'shilal say it's okay. What's the machlokes? The Gemara says, B'shamay darshan apasuk, chag ha-sukkah is tas elecha shivas yomim. Chag ha-sukkah is tas elecha, darshan on chazal. You have to have an asiyah lishma. You have to have an asiyah lishma, which means it's made l'shem the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. L'shem the mitzvah sukkahs. So you build a sukkah, it has to be done l'shem mitzvah sukkah. And Beisilel, they don't hold this drasha. And Shom Ligmar, Beisilel don't hold this drasha. This is a machlokas, a very important machlokas by sukkah. Beshami hold as a din, min ha-Torah, that a sukkah has to be built l'shem mitzvah sukkah, l'shem to be mekayim with it mitzvah sukkah. If you stand built it for any other reason, he didn't have a mufurish a kavana, l'shem mitzvah sukkah, then you cannot be yotza. And Beisilel say, no problem, you can be yotza with it, even if there's no kavana. So that's legabe sukkahs. What about matzahs? What's the mitzvah on Pesach? Achilas matzah. What about matzah? Does matzah have to be made lishma? Sukkah, we just said, there's a machlokes, a mufurish a mishnah, there's a machlokes, b'shamay Beisilel. Does the sukkah have to be built l'shem mitzvah sukkah? What about matzah? Does matzah have to be made the shem mitzvahs matzah? So, I think after just speaking for 10-15 minutes, everyone should be able to answer that question. About that is a din that you need lishma for mitzvahs matzah. We just learned a whole sugya arucha, a whole gemara about it. Mishnah, gemara, tvei gemaras, that the gemara says very clearly, you need shimu, and not just shimu, you need shimu lishma. Shimu means any of the making of the dough, aside the making of the dough, and the actual baking of the matzah doesn't have to be done lishma. So l'chare, we would all say, of course it needs to be done l'shma. Mufurish, it has to be done l'shma. Shmartem is a matzah, it's pasuk in the Torah. Shmartem, it has to be done over l'shem or l'shem matzah. It has to be dafka l'shem matzah, not l'shem zevach. Avada has to be l'shma. By sukkah, Beis Hillel seem to hold you don't need l'shma. You don't dash in a pasuk, chaka sukkah stas l'cha. But by matzah, you need l'shma. That's what we would have said. That's what we would have thought. The Maaser Tosfos, on that Mishnah in sukkah, Tosfos brings Yerushalmi. Sukkah, the Mishnah says, the machloek is b'shamay b'silo, does it need to be built l'shma, l'shem mitzvah sukkah? Zok the Yerushalmi, what about matzah? Zok the Yerushalmi, matzah yeshana, plukta de b'shamay b'silo. A matzah yeshana, which means the same thing, a matzah which was made more than 30 days before Pesach. Not l'shem mitzvah's matzah, just made stam. And we happen to know that this matzah is not chametz. But it wasn't made l'shem chag ha-Pesach. Zok the Yerushalmi, it's the same machloek as b'shamay b'silo. B'shamay hold its pasul, B'shamay hold its kasha. Yeah? That's what the Yerushalmi starts. So, right away there it's very tamua. What's Yerushalmi saying? How can Yerushalmi get up and say that B'shamay hold, just like B'suk is no din of lishma, who had din my matzah no din lishma? It's a mefurish gemara in Pesachim that you do need lishma by matzah. Mefurish a mishnah in Pesachim that you need lishma. Now the Yerushalmi goes weiter, so the Yerushalmi starts off and the Yerushalmi says that matzah yeshana is a machlokes b'shamay b'silel. Just like there's a machlokes b'shamay b'silel for sukkah, building sukkah, there's the same machlokes negavi matzah. Zok to Yerushalmi, Omer Rabbi Yosi, divrei hakoyel hi. It's not true. Everyone is moida for matzah, that it's not going to be okay, a matzah yeshana, a matzah which was made more than 30 days before Pesach, not l'shem Pesach. Why? Because the Lashon of Yerushalmi is, Mikivan shle'asol l'shem Pesach, because he didn't make it l'shem Pesach to be used on Pesach, Dava bori hu shali diktek pa. Dava bori hu, it's a clear thing that he wasn't medakti, he wasn't careful, that shouldn't become chametz. Because obviously if a person is making matzahs but not l'shem Pesach, even if it could be sometimes it will turn out it didn't become chametz, but you can't know. He wasn't trying, he wasn't making sure it shouldn't become chametz. Therefore you can't know. If he wasn't trying that it shouldn't become chametz, then for all you know, maybe it did become chametz. So what Rabbi Yossi is saying is that it's true, the Yerushalmi is saying that in the ikad din of lishma, whether matzah has to be made lishma, zok the Yerushalmi, it's the same machlok, it's just like a sukkah, it's a machlok that has to be made lishma, so who didn't have a matzah, it's a machlok that has to be made lishma. But zok Rabbi Yossi, if it wasn't made lishma, then it's always going to be a problem, because you're never going to know that it's not a chametz. There'll always be what we call a zaitiger problem, that it's a chashash chametz, you're not going to be able to use it. But ultimately Rabbi Yossi is really agreeing to what the Yerushalmi starts off to say, that it's machlokes b'shama b'sela whether matzah has to be made lishma. So the Menachas Chinuch asks three shtaka kashas. Number one, he asks what we asked, that the whole Yerushalmi seems to be saying that the same machlokes b'shama b'sela, the same b'shilal who says by sukkah that there's no din of lishma, you don't have to build a sukkah l'shem mitzvah sukkah, the same b'shilal says that matzahs also do not have to be made l'shem matzah. Maybe Rabbi Yossi says there's a zaitika problem that it's going to be a chashash chametz. But let's say I know somehow it didn't become chametz. I know someone was watching, someone knows it didn't become chametz. Then it's mashma chametz. Even if it was not made l'shem the mitzvah of matzah, it's going to be okay for mitzvah's matzah. Frank the mechaz chinuch, gevalt, what happened with the whole sugya psachim, which says mefurish, that after you need matzah mishtameres l'shem matzah. Many achronim ask this kasha. So that's one kasha. Poshta Kasha, the Yerushalmi seems to say that Besilah hold is no din lishma by matzah, just like it's no din lishma by sukkah. It's a Mishnah and a Gemara, Sugya, Rucham, Pesachim, which says it is din lishma. Nocha Kasha, Fet Mechaz Chinuch, this is the Kasha on the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says on that Yerushalmi, very innocently, brings Yerushalmi, and he says on the Yerushalmi says that there's machlokes b'sham and Besilah, whether you need lishma, just like there's machlokes by sukkah, if you need lishma, b'shami says you do, and Besilah says you don't. So the same machlokes is the same machlokes is legabe matzah. So frekt the Pnei Yeshua that I don't understand. B'shamay say legabe sukkah b'shamay darshan apostle. It says chaka sukkah is tasa lecha shavas yomim. So tasa means you need chazal dash, you need asiyah lishma. But by matzah frekt the Pnei Yeshua, where's the drash? It doesn't say tasa lecha, chaka matzah is tasa lecha. So why should B'shamay say you need lishma? Pnei Yeshua says, I don't understand why, how the Yerushalmi can compare me svara, that just like B'shamay say, you need lishma by sukkah, so also you need lishma by matzah. Frek to Pnei Yeshua, there's no pasuk of just by sukkah there's a pasuk, chag sukkah is tasa lecha, by matzah there's no pasuk of chag matzah is tasa, why should you need lishma? Frek to Menachas Chinuch, I don't understand, you forgot the whole Gemara Pesachim? He says a very stark lashon, toma ekra Rabbeinu Pnei Yeshua. What happened to the Sugim Sachim? First the Sugim Sachim, Mishnah and Gemara Sachim, which says first that you need lishma. Okay, there's another kasha which we'll leave out. You need to make it lishma. You need to make it with.
A goy can make it. A goy can't make it.
Not for the matzah that you use on Leil Pesach for mekayim the mitzvah. To be mekayim the mitzvah of erev teichel matzah, so the first night of Pesach, then you can't use what a goy made, because it wasn't made lishma. It wasn't made with the kavanah. If a Yid is watching, then it could be it. That's Machlokes Rishonim. If a Yid is watching while a goy makes it and he has the kavana, then it could be that is good. That's the Machlokes Rishonim. Okay, I'm just a bit pressed for time. I just want to say the Yisoid to fend for this kasha. Rashi says, just because Rashi says that we read that a few Lishonim of Rashi before, that the din of matzah shmura l'shem matzah is a din of lishma. And it's similar to the din of lishma that you have by other mitzvahs, by Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah, it has to be written lishma. By sukkahs, according to B'shami, it has to be built lishma, l'shem mitzvah sukkah. So Rashi understands that the din of lishma by matzah, the din of l'shem matzah's mitzvah that you need by matzahs, is also a din of lishma. The matzah has to be made lishma, l'shem the mitzvah, l'shem to be mekayim with it the mitzvah. But the emphasis, if you look in other Rishonim, the Rambam, and a lot of the poiskim, the stimas ha-poiskim, it's not mashma like this. It's mashma that the din of lishma is not a din of lishma similar to there is a din of lishma by other when you're making a chefta the mitzvah, say for teret filling the mezuzahs, or you're making a sukkah, then leave the lishma. The din of matzah is not like that. The din of matzah that has to be l'shem, this is matzah, is just a maila yisera, it's just the extra chumra in the zahirus from chametz. That means the whole din of shimur, that you need a positive shimur, even though you try to know afterwards that it's not chametz, it's a higher level of clarification, of knowing, of birur, of zahirus from chametz, that one has Ali Day watching it specifically and positively, there shouldn't become chametz. So it's a higher level, even a higher level of shimur, is if it's watched, not stam that we know that it was watched positively, l'shem not become chametz, but it was watched positively, l'shem chametz, to be eaten at a time when there's a shas isa chametz, which is on Pesach. That's din l'shma. It's not a din l'shma similar to other mitzvahs. It's really just a higher level of shimur. That's the vav. So Rashi, that's the two stadim here. Rashi is mavua l'chayra, that it's a din of l'shma. And if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, whenever he refers to this din, Mishnah Berurah also went very, very much with that mahalach, that it's a din of lishma. And the Chesed also understood like that. It's din lishma similar to the din lishma that it is by Sukkah. But the other place in the Mishnah that it's not really a din of lishma. It's just it's a higher level of shimur that there is b'shas, the guarding that shouldn't become chametz. And I'll pee that, we can miyashiv the kashas of before. I'll say very quickly, The main kasha from the Yerushalmi, that Yerushalmi seems to say that according to Beis Hillel, there's no din of lishma b'chlal. So we ask, it's Mefurash Sugim Pesach, there is din of lishma. The answer is very simple, it's not a din of lishma. And there's nafka midah, there's a ma'aseh between. It's not a din of lishma that a person has to have a kavana, that I'm making it lishma, lishem to be used for the mitzvah's matzah, to shaf the matzah, to be able to use it for the mitzvah's matzah. It's just a din of kavana that a person has to have b'shas to shimur, and it makes it a higher level of shimur mechomet. And that for emphasis that kasha. And that's the teretz of the Pnei Yeshua also. The Pnei Yeshua was asking, where does this new din of lishma come from, night by Sukkah? I understand there's a din of shimur, and a very high level of shimur that a person has to have, that has to be watched, not just a positive watching, that shouldn't become chametz, but where do you get from this din that has to be made lishma? Just want to read out Lashon from the Rameh Simcha HaKoyen, the Meshe Chochma. He talks about this inin of shimur, that the Pasuk says many times, shimur by the Yom Tov of Pesach, Bechlala, my matzahs, Bevrat. It says, L'chein k'she Yisrael shomrim chedesh aviv v'amitzvahs, when Christ will guard and keep strongly the mitzvahs of chedesh aviv and the matzahs, shomrim Hashem Yisbarach ha'layla hazeh l'go'alom, k'she Baruch Hu guards this night, l'er shimurim l'go'alom, v'shem v'zeich to the Geula Shleima. Amen.